This is audio number 3, The Path. Breathe. Imagine yourself on a beautiful path winding its way up a mountain. The forest is lush. The sacred trees arch over your head in a protective canopy, inviting you deeper into the alive stillness of nature. As a fern gently brushes against your leg, you feel at one with the forest and peaceful. Suddenly, the path stops. Boulders are blocking your way. You imagine that other hikers generally turn around at this moment. You know there is a way. You persevere and look around. Magically, you see another almost hidden narrow path going downhill. You continue. The path opens onto a plateau, and in the distance you see a translucent, crystal-clear lake that looks like an oasis in the desert. It perfectly reflects the mountain in the distance. The radiant blue of the lake is total peacefulness. You feel so happy for this moment and that your soul has chosen to live in your body. You feel your vibration rise. It's no accident that you are witnessing this serenity now. You have chosen it, and you are ready. You enter a meadow of spring flowers and marvel at the fragrance, the butterflies and bees. Everywhere you look, you see the abundance of life, and you feel so grateful. You sit down to take in this astonishingly beautiful scene. As you reach to pick a flower, you hear the nature spirit say, "No, your need to pick that flower comes from ego and ego's need to own and control you. The flower would die." You give thanks to the nature spirits and that your intuition has opened, and you know that unmistakable, gentle whisper of truth. With each step you take, integrate the wisdom of love and detachment. As you approach a lake, you see a child carrying a backpack. The child seems weighed down by this heavy backpack. Your intuition tells you that this is younger you. At 8 years old, you feel yourself cry inside. You greet the child. Unconsciously, you want to hug her, and she returns the emotion. You realize that she recognizes you as the older version of herself. You feel a tear in your eye, and your heart swells with love. She puts down the backpack. You both embrace. You feel younger, you squeeze you. You both cry tears of joy as you approach the lake. There are lots of river stones, smooth, flat, and ideal for playing skimming stones on the remarkably still water. You both laugh and play, watching the ripple effects in the water, then finally sit down to rest. It's time to build a fire. Sitting by the fire, you ask her, "What's in the backpack?" She looks at you earnestly and says, "I must carry baggage that you have been unable to let go of." With that, younger you pulls out a heavy book. You look at the pages, which are a record of your emotional life, the power of your ego, karmic entanglements, and you realize the weight of this baggage. You pour through this book, tear out pages, and throw them into the fire. Younger you squeals with delight as a violet flame shoots from the fire and leaves you both speechless. The violet flame absorbs the negative karmic energy, releasing you and younger you. At the same time, you absorb the healing light, which gives you new, higher vibrational codes. You feel the quantum energy of oneness, unconditional love, and radiant healing. You feel more peaceful than you've ever felt. You open your eyes to find that younger you has disappeared. but you know she is safe and feels the same wholeness as you. All fear and doubt have disappeared. This is heaven on earth, you say. You are reminded of Carl Jung's words. You must go in quest of yourself. Why not go into the forest for a time, literally? Sometimes a tree tells you more than can be read in books. The next morning you wake up slowly and feel the stillness in your heart. You think about the lake and younger you. You feel a sense of peace and tranquility with your inner child. Your heart is brimming with love for younger you. You think back on your mountain journey. You love yourself for pushing through blockages, knowing that there is always a way. You remember the value of detachment and opened awareness as you did not give in to your ego and pick the flower. You sense that big things and little things are no different. You cannot wait to continue your journey. You open your eyes and reach for your dream journal to write it all down. You are ready to put the past behind you. You can realize that you can give yourself the present of a wonderful future, as you have already accomplished so many things in your life. You're focused now like a laser on the image of yourself in your goal outfit and of how the outfit feels just great, maybe even a little bit loose around the waist. You feel great. You have set a goal and you will accomplish it, and you are amazed how easy this is. You find that you put the right amount of food on your plate and you feel satisfied with less food. Every day in every way, you find that your motivation increases as your energy and metabolism increase. I'm going to bring you up slowly if it's your time to awaken. You can do that as I count upwards from 1 to 5, coming 20% back with each count. But if it's your time to fall asleep, then drift away and wake up at the time that you want to wake. Coming back now. 1, feeling great. 2, feeling fantastic. 3, feeling well rested. 4, feeling energized. And 5, coming back into the room. Eyes wide open. Welcome back. Every night you sleep like a log and wake up in the morning feeling relaxed, refreshed, energized, and ready for your every challenge.